holiday season. Give your sleigh the gift of confidence on the road. Midas Tire and Auto is keeping you rolling safely through the winter weather while saving you big with these Black Friday deals for your wheels. Right now, get $100 off a set of four tires, including trusted brands like Toyo, Goodyear, and BF Goodrich. Plus, manufacturer rebates up to $100 from Cooper, Hancock, and Michelin, keeping you safe on the road this holiday season. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
This is Brad at Primerate Motors Super Trailer Store, here to tell you we are completely stocked up with all types of aluminum and steel livestock trailers. We carry the most proven, durable brands like Wilson, Merritt, Murhau, and GR. With over 30-plus in-stock models available, we are eager to make you a deal you cannot resist. All types of trade-ins are accepted and financing is available. That's Primerate Motors, 2305 Coffin Avenue, and online at primeratemotors.com.
Try it once. Himalayan Kitchen will have you craving another flavor explosion. They offer the taste you've been searching for. Dive into authentic Himalayan dishes with five different spice levels. There's something for everyone. Vegetarian? Their mouth-watering veggie options will leave you satiated. Come experience bold, unforgettable flavors at Himalayan Kitchen, where every bite is a journey. Crave it, spice it, love it. Dine in or take out. 2125 North Main Street or HimalayanKitchenWY.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, November 25th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter, Cat Lead Sue Johnson, and board members Whitney Kessner and Kim Dynas. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. Now, how have things been over at the shelter, Sue?
Pretty darn good, actually. Got a lot of adoptions.
Well, that is good to hear. With the changing of the weather, how are the runs going? You guys keep those windows open for the cats in the middle of winter?
In the on the catio?
Yeah.
It's a certain degree. It has to be above 32.
Yeah. That's always one of my favorite parts about the shelter, going over there and watching the cats climb up and down.
We have a couple that like the snow, so.
I can see that. I got a French bulldog who does not look like he should, but he loves the snow. Well, how many cats and kittens are currently at the shelter?
We have 76 cats, 12 are kittens.
How has it been? Because usually, you know, you and I have this conversation in the spring. A lot of kittens born in the spring. How's it been this year?
It was a long kitten season.
Was it?
June was 33 kittens came in.
My goodness.
I'm not sure the months after that, but we've had quite a few, but they get adopted pretty quickly.
When it comes to kittens, is it like puppies? Do people like to take kittens home before they take older cats home?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. You have a few older cats over there. You and I have had that conversation.
We do, yeah. It's seven and up is considered a senior.
Got a lot of seniors in there now.
We do have a few seniors, yes.
Just real quick, what's a big advantage to taking a senior cat home as opposed to a kitten?
They're more established. You know their personality better. You know if they get along with others. Kittens usually adapt pretty well. Older cats, some have their quirks, of course, like don't like dogs or don't like other cats. But by the time we get them, we know pretty much everything about them that we can know.
Yeah. You run into a lot of health problems with cats or not as they get older?
Usually arthritis, intestinal sometimes, sensitive stomachs.
Things that are already starting to affect me. That's what you're saying.
Bad teeth, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how many have been adopted over the last month?
We've had 18 cats adopted so far this month and 5 dogs. We do have some applications still needing approval, so on and so forth. Hoping to get a few more out here in the next week or so.
Now, when it comes to adoptions compared to last year, you and I were having this conversation. You don't have the numbers, but you feel like it's been more this year.
I feel like it's bigger. Yeah, 16 cats in September, 17 in October, 7 small mammals in October, and then 18 cats this month.
I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't know that I do try to talk about on here quite a bit, and that's you guys get critters.
Yes.
You guys have had chickens, ducks, geese, even fish.
I wasn't there for the fish, but we've had rats, ferrets, mice. We have gerbils now.
Rats. My wife actually wants a rat, and I can't do it.
Bearded dragons.
Bearded dragons. I had to take care of two of those because my daughter wanted them, so they became mine. she was pretty young back then. But now, let's talk about surrenders, because this is one thing. The numbers were pretty high for dogs not very long ago. And I can remember AJ and myself talking about this, trying to figure out what the heck was going on. What about cats? Do people come in and surrender felines as much as they do canines?
Mostly senior cats.
Really?
Unfortunately, yes.
Because they can't afford to take care of them, I imagine.
Some situations, owners pass away, families can't take them, or they can't afford them, or if they have to move and they're not able to take them, it's just, you know, it's sad, but
yeah,
it happens.
But it's a reality of the situation. It is reality. What's it look like this year?
This year, excuse me, I think we've only had, oh gosh, I'm just going on top of my head here, maybe 15 cats come in this month.
Really?
Maybe. I'm not quite sure on that number.
Does it feel like it's been less or more?
It's probably about the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
Average.
Except for kitten season, of course.
Except for the influx of the little ones.
Uh-huh.
Now, you said that the older cats are turned in more often. If there are people out there who, because I know there are actually people out there who will only adopt senior dogs. I actually had a friend of mine, and that's what she did. She would adopt a dog. Give it its best, maybe 2 or 3 years, allow it to pass away, and then she'd go get another senior. There's actually some folks out there that will do that with cats as well. When folks come in looking for an older cat, how often are they kind of given a list of care or medications that have to go home with them?
We always tell them up front if they're on medications. We do send what we can with them. We work with them if they still have issues after they leave. We've had one case in particular. But we let them know about their health problems. Like I said, usually it's like arthritis, sensitive stomach. Or mm-hmm.
People bringing in a lot of ferals or barn cats.
Haven't had too many brought in. We did have some transferred up because we had the room for them and we had the need for them, people wanting them. So they were transferred up.
You get a lot of farmers coming doing that?
These people have quite a few barns, I guess, and they wanted as many as they could get.
Holy cow. Wow. So they just kind of take the whole lot?
So we kind of just brought them in for them.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. How many would you say you have right now, if you were to guess, a feral barn type cats?
I have 2 ferals right now, but they have an upper respiratory infection. So when they're well, those people will come and get them as well. They already took 4.
Holy cow. That's actually really, really good, because usually you've got a handful of ferals mm-hmm. in there. They're kind of hard to get rid of, aren't they?
Sometimes.
Now, has anyone ever come back and made comments on how this works out or this? What do they say?
I do have contact with one lady. She had taken 6 of our cats, and she said they're fantastic. And she sent me pictures of how fat Harry is and how fat this one is. And this one's a great mouser. This one's lazy. So, yeah. People do tell me. I get pictures occasionally from them out in their barns.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
My dad actually had barn cats. Growing up, I don't remember a cat ever being allowed in a house at dad's place. I think they were all there to serve a purpose. And every time we'd go to dad's place, he'd give us a warning. They're cats, but don't think that they're pet cats. So barn cats actually work out really well. Switching gears on you, one thing that you and I have talked about in the past around this season, and that is foster homes for cats, because it does get a little heavy in there. Right? It gets a little crowded. Mm-hmm. How does the foster program look this year? Do you have a lot of folks?
I don't have any cats in foster right now. We had one that was terrified, skittish. He would not stay in a kennel. He just couldn't. And he went to a foster, for 8 months, I want to say. She got him acclimated, socialized, and he now is out on a ranch, roaming free, having fun with the other cats.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. There used to be a Christmas-type program where people could take a cat for a little while, kind of over the Christmas season. Anything like that this year?
I haven't been there for that. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. So obviously not going this year. If someone wanted to foster a cat, what does that program look like?
We do have a few that could be socialized. They have to fill out an application, of course. And if they do foster, we provide them with all medical care, food, everything they need.
So I don't have to buy any food or cat litter or anything like that?
No.
You guys will supply that the whole time. What's the longest foster you know of?
I think this past one, he went in the spring and just came back in October, and then he got adopted immediately. So
you get a lot of foster fails?
Not in my time.
No?
No.
Foster fails are actually pretty neat little story most of the time. Somebody takes an animal to foster it, falls in love with it, and just essentially decides to adopt it.
I guess we did have one guy, and he did finally adopt her.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He had her at foster before I even started there, so.
Now, let's talk about donations. I know you guys get a lot of people that take, like, old blankets and things like that. If there was something that you're really looking for folks to donate, whether that be toys, blankets, anything like
cat
that.
Trees. We need, cat trees get worn out pretty quickly. They're kind of ratty looking right now. So cat trees, food, anything.
Yeah.
Toys.
We ended up getting an extra cat tree delivered to the house. And I did my best to try and call everybody involved in this thing and who shipped it, who actually brought it to the house. And nobody wanted to deal with me, so I just gave it to you guys.
Right. I remember that. Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Every once in a while, something just kind of drops in your lap. Now, when we talk about a message that you would like the community to hear regarding supporting cats within the community, what would that message be, Sue?
Spay and neuter your pets.
Feel free. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something.
Please, please. It's heartbreaking to see all these people will abandon them. If, like, you have a female, she gets pregnant. Oh, I don't want the kitten. So they, you know, drop it off somewhere. Or, yeah. Spay and neuter is my baby. That's my go-to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you remember watching old Tom and Jerry cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
And there was always the bag of kittens in the river. You remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember
how
that.
How horrible is that?
Don't think about it when you're watching them.
No, you don't think about it.
When you're a kid.
When you're a little kid, you see that image on the TV and you're just like, oh, how lucky, a bag of kittens.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, it's horrible.
It is.
But it's the idea, go out, spay and neuter your animal, whether it be a dog or a cat. Do what Sue is asking you to do. And of course, Bob Barker. That's something that he used to talk about all the time. You can actually really control pet population. And not even pet, stray population is really what we're trying to get here. And there are many, many stray cats around, folks. So make sure you get in there, get that done, and help everybody out. We're going to have more at the Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Football games, pumpkin pie, homemade stuffing, and mom's turkey. Kids programs, plays, and more. In Sheridan, there's a lot to appreciate. And we'd like to take a moment to give our thanks and gratitude to each of our customers for all they do to make this the best community around. And to thank you for banking with First Federal Bank and Trust. From all of us here at First Federal, we wish you a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates team at Best, wishing all of you in the Sheridan community and surrounding areas a very happy Thanksgiving.
And this is Colton Bates. I second that, Jill, and can we all just agree that Thanksgiving is the absolute best? When else do we stop to take time with others to express what we're grateful for?
You're right, Colton. It's pretty rare, so this is our chance to tell all of our clients, vendors, lenders, and those we work with how thankful we are for them.
You deserve the best Thanksgiving holiday filled with friends, family, and unquestionably lots and lots of food.
From all of us at Best Real Estate to you and yours, have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Mossholder's Black Friday sale has begun and runs through this Saturday. So all week long, you can take advantage of awesome doorbusters. Mossholder's has sofas for $4.99, a seven-piece dining set for just $9.99, a home office desk for $3.49, or a bedroom chest for just $249. All non-doorbusters are being discounted too. So if you'd like to customize a sofa or a sectional, you can order one in and still save. Every purchase receives savings. That's Mossholder's Black Friday sale on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Doug, every year I give terrible Christmas gifts. Last year I gave my brother World's Okayest Brother Mug.
Wow, you really need to redeem yourself. Well, the Waring Chevrolet Detail Shop can help with detailing gift certificates. It's the gift that says, I love you, and your car smells weird.
Okay, great. I'll skip the embroidered socks and sweaters then.
Yeah, Bob, good idea. Give the gift of clean with Waring Chevrolet Detail Gift Certificates. Stop by at 409 Broadway in Sheridan.
Winter's rolling in and your car looks nervous. It still has some summer grime in the fender and in the carpet from last year. Show your car some love. Take it to Craig at Sheridan Auto Spa. His professional detailing shields your paint, upholstery, and finish from winter's toughest elements. While treating your car, treat someone else too. A gift certificate from Sheridan Auto Spa makes a perfect gift. Plus, get 15% off any detail service completed through December. Book now at SheridanAutoSpa.com. Sheridan Auto Spa, where every detail counts.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sheridan Dog and Cat Shelter Cat Lead Sue Johnson and board members Whitney Kistner and Kim Dinas. Did I say that name right?
Yep, you
okay,
sure did.
Okay, fantastic. Now, for the past 2 years, Julio and Katusha Quintana have hosted a very large New Year's gala at their private residence with 100% of the proceeds, folks. 100% of those proceeds benefit the shelter. Now, each year, the gala has a different theme, makes it really fun. I had a great individual, very involved in the community. Paul Della Rossi was in here, and he was talking about how he really enjoys the themes of these parties and kind of throws something new on there. What does this year's gala theme mean when they say guests will feel like stars for the night, Kim?
Well, this year's theme is Hollywood red carpet. So imagine arriving, red carpet, photos, all of it. And you can dress like your favorite actor, actress, or dress to impress.
So there's not a limousine in this town that I've seen.
I feel like we should get a few of those.
I feel like there should be a few
there
somewhere.
Be.
rent a limo for a night.
Used to so be able to once upon a time. I mean, it was an old school limousine. You kind of sit facing each other, you know.
Yeah.
Like your back was to the driver and then there was one there. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
Well,
when we did that.
Probably one individual that owned a limo, and that's what
probably
he did.
Probably it. Yeah, you know? It was some older guy that drove it around.
Probably real busy around prom.
Probably.
Yeah. Quick, get out. I got to go pick up some of your friends.
Yep.
Now, how important is the gala to the overall fundraising efforts for the shelter? This one's for either one of you.
I'm going to say, I mean, fundraising is important for the shelter no matter what. It has become one of our bigger community fundraising events. Katusha has done an amazing job with just raising amazing funds. And it's nice because they're not delegated to a specific thing. So, like, I donate to the spay and neuter all the time.
Does.
And so when we have funds that are brought into the shelter that have to be used for specific things, we can't use them where all of our other operating expenses are or things that we need. So when we have a big event like this and we get large amounts of money, like I think the first year she raised $17,000. Last year, I believe she gave us $23,000. The numbers are incredible, and we get to use those for where the animals' needs are.
Kim, you brought up a good point. I don't think a lot of people understand that within the 501c3 community, mm-hmm. a lot of grant funding mm-hmm. is earmarked. Yep. It has to
be delegated
spent.
To specific yeah. things. Yes.
It's got to be spent on this. And so raising funds to be able to put it in a bucket where you can just, hey, I need $1,000 for X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
And that $1,000, even though maybe another bank account looks like it's actually pretty full, can be hard to come by.
Yes.
Now, these funds do just that.
Yep.
Sue, if you needed cat trees or something like that and you couldn't get them donated, funds like this help you go down and pick them up, right?
They yeah. would.
Yeah.
yeah.
yep, absolutely.
Now, how have the previous themes shaped the community interest in this event?
I believe just with her piquing curiosity, I guess. She's very secretive with her themes. Mm-hmm. The first year we did this was a 1920s theme, and it was very elegant and glamorous, and just everything was thrown back to the 1920s, thinking poker tables and just
Great
all of
Gatsby
it.
Stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And last year we were really fun with the circus theme, and that was amazing with like jugglers and acrobats and fortune tellers and circus games and everyone in their amazing costumes.
Yeah, and it's not just dressing up in dresses. You can, it's like almost like Halloween for New Year's.
I came as a lion.
Yeah, so. You get to dress up how you want. Yeah.
Fantastic. And yeah, like with the acrobats and things like that, I wonder what she's got planned for like a Stars Night event. If
it's a surprise.
Maybe just hire a bunch of people to play yeah. paparazzi, I think would be really fun.
No kidding. I know she has some amazing bands and entertainment lined up. And the way that Katusha always does everything with this is sprinkles it out through the night. So it's not just all at once or just the band is our only entertainment. Mm-hmm. Throughout the night, from start to finish, there's always a little sideshow here or something going on here. And I know this year she's got kind of an exciting like whiskey and cigar room and roulette tables.
Oh, wow.
So I know that she's going to have a ton more surprises in store for us. So
because these tickets, they aren't cheap.
Nope, they're not.
But you're definitely getting what you pay for. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, the tickets are $175. 100% of that comes to the shelter. And that includes all night of entertainment, music, food. She has it catered amazing food, not just hors d'oeuvres, snack foods. You can come and eat desserts, everything, martinis, beer, wine, all of it.
It's just, it's so unique because this is, and I've seen photos, folks, this is a party of such grandeur.
It really is.
That you would think. It wouldn't happen in a place like Sheridan,
no,
Wyoming.
No, not normally. We don't have things like that. I mean, I was kind of excited when she first started putting that on. I didn't get to go the first year, but I did go last year. And this is kind of how I got conned into being on the cat shelter board.
I was going to say,
go.
I think
they
that
talked
me
into it.
And the board president yes. both had a conversation.
Well, I actually rode out there because we have taxis, too, that are like round trips that you can book. And I actually got picked up with AJ. So that was like kind of the beginning of it. And then AJ knew Jennifer and they kind of all just started like talking to me while I was there at the event and got me to be on the board. And that's kind of how it started.
What's your experience been like since you've been on this board?
It's interesting. I'm still learning a lot because there are certain things you don't really understand. Like I ask him a lot of questions sometimes because I'm like, well, what does this mean? Or what do we do with this? You know, with funds and how certain things work. I'm still learning all of that. But it's because you get to be a part of something that's you're helping the animals. And
yeah.
I have a big heart for animals. So it was pretty cool. And it was a new experience. It's always you have something new going on.
Yeah.
I work at Shared Media. I, you know, have two kids. I'm busy doing this. But then you have something else. So it's fun to be able to be a part of that.
And a shelter is something where you can walk through. Mm-hmm. And tangibly see the decisions that you're making.
Yeah.
Or helping to
You're make. Helping, yes. Yeah, helping to make decisions. Yeah.
Kim, when it comes to, how long have you been on the board?
So I originally joined the board in 2016, served as the president for 6 years, and actually took a step back, and I kind of was wrangled back into being a board member because of this gala.
Really?
Yeah. Katusha is a good friend of mine, and just trying to help her out as much as I could. And I'm like, you know what? I might as well just on the board if I'm going to be putting my foot in here. So just rejoined last year too.
What has your experience been like? Because it's a number of years.
I've seen the shelter go through a lot of ups and downs. We've gone through new executive directors. We've gone through just a lot of, you know, the stuff that happens behind closed doors where we're trying to make sure the operations are functioning the right way, making sure the public's happy, but making sure the animals are happier and comfortable.
No, I totally understand.
Yeah. So it's, I like Whitney said, I wouldn't be on the board if it didn't mean a lot to me. So,
and as someone who's been involved with the shelter, I would say longer than just about anybody else I've talked to, what's the greatest challenge that that shelter faces?
There's so many. I feel like this is probably not going to be the answer that everybody is expecting, but I feel like we are blessed with a lot of donations and, you know, we'll get trust money or something. And I feel like in the public eye, they think we have so much money that we don't need help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not right. Like, it's not correct. Like, just if you think about a 501(c), our only income is coming from sponsors, donors, grants.
Yeah.
And we need it to function.
Yeah.
And we use money every single day with feeding, medical costs, operational costs. We help the city out a lot. They, you know, we take in a lot of strays and surrenders, and I don't know. I think that our needs are forever going to be need to be met.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be an ongoing thing.
We have a pretty old cat at home. Requires medication twice a day. Sue just talked about the elderly cats or the senior cats that are involved in the program. I don't think people understand the amount of money that's got to be spent just on meds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to discourage anybody from going and getting a senior cat, but senior cats come with caveats.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those caveats is medication. The price of medication can be a real killer. The shelters benefited from generous individuals over the years.
Yes.
Who donate things like food and other things like that. But I think you're right on that. People may not grasp how much it costs to operate a shelter at this level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been discussions and rumors about the facility itself and whether or not we're going to improve that or build something new. I've heard rumblings out there, and I'm looking forward to that news.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that news. You know, like I said, I've kind of had my finger on the pulse of the shelter for a while, and I think a lot of individuals know why. But yeah, there's a lot of challenges that shelter faces every single day.
We're making do with what we have.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And all of the animals that are in our care are getting the medications and the care that they need. And I love the employees and their heart. But I mean, I think even a few years ago when I started working there, we were paying our employees less than you could make at Wendy's.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just fundraisers like this and the community help is just so important.
Yeah. Those hearts. Mm-hmm. They're not as easy to come by. Mm-mm. As people think they are.
No.
And so when you find a good one, you want to
keep them.
Well, and there's even sponsors that sponsor the events as well that, I mean, that also helps go into the fundraiser. So it's not just people buying the tickets. She goes out and she has sponsors that actually help with the event. I mean, they might not help set up, but.
But they're paying for all of
this. They're paying for the cost of this amazing event, yes.
I mean, the Quintanas are really fantastic about the organization, which, holy cow, has just got to be a quagmire of things to get through. But they're also, as you said, Katusha is finding these sponsors that really foot the bill.
And she does an amazing job setting up, like, her ballroom. I mean, it was, like, It's like literally walking into Hollywood, but you're in Sheridan. Yeah. You know, like she does a really good job with it.
You're transported somewhere else.
Yes.
And folks, if these photos that I've seen do any justice to what's going on, this is not something you want to miss. Kim, mm-hmm. if I want to be a part of this, what do I got to do?
So you can either sponsor the event. There's a few different levels of sponsorship. The bronze, silver, gold major sponsor. Depending on what level of sponsorship that you choose, there are free tickets and advertising involved with all of that. But also just buying tickets, inviting your friends, and you can get those at the YO Theater or calling the Shall We Dance dance studio.
There's also an online version of it too. If you kind of Google the New Year's Eve gala, you know, and then I think the YO Theater had an online option to purchase them. So you can do it that way as well.
And all I know she has all of that information on her New Year's Eve Facebook page, too. The New Year's Eve Gala Facebook page.
All right. And these are $175 a piece. But as we've discussed, you are paying for a very unique experience that you're not going to get, I'd say, throughout this entire region, anywhere else. I want to thank you ladies so much for taking the time out of your busy schedules to be here with me today and talk about this. It's always a pleasure. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks for having
us.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Salvation Army. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
What would Christmas be without tradition? Without the comfort of home, the joy of family, and smiles of children? Open your heart this year during the 26th annual Christmas Wish Campaign. Due to temporary circumstances beyond their control, some families, friends, and neighbors will struggle to make ends meet, let alone have a Merry Christmas. It's tradition for the Christmas Wish Campaign to bring the spirit of the holidays to those individuals. In the past, we've assisted several people with everything from bills and food to clothing, Christmas trees, and toys for children.
Please send your Christmas wish nominations and donations to P.O. Box 5086 Sheridan or submit them online at SheridanMedia.com as soon as possible. All wishes must be submitted in writing and must include your name and phone number. There are follow-up questions our committee will need to have answered to properly assess each wish. Wishes must be received by Friday, November 28th.
Partners for this year's Christmas Wish Campaign are First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Advanced Auto Body, Wyoming Corporate Office, Odell Construction, and A-Line Roofing and Exteriors.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator John Thune is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator John Thune at 202-224-2321 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
This time of year, you can almost hear your pickup hollering, "Save me! There's road salt out there." And it's right. That stuff will chew through a frame faster than a coyote on roadkill. Best get her undercoated at Vulcan Collision Center, located in the old Holly Seed building under that big old chimney. They'll seal her up tight and keep the rust from ever taking hold. Don't wait for the first storm. Undercoat Vulcan Collision Center before your truck says, "Save me! There's road salt out there."
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
You're not going to want to miss the savings at Sheridan Media's Thanksgiving Online Marketplace, featuring 50 incredible businesses from Sheridan and Johnson County, all starting at 50% of retail value. Bid on items from the Wild Waffle Company, the Bighorn Y, Expressions Art Gallery, Rose Petal Beauty, Bristol Exchange, Tales of the City, and the Bakehouse and Company. Bid now through Monday night at 8 p.m. at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, I'm joined by Envoy in Charge of the Salvation Army Sheridan Corps, Gary Dobney, and Genesis Foundation Director and the Salvation Army Sheridan Corps Advisory Board Member, Bill Rader. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Now, when we talk about the Salvation Army, it's something that a lot of people know. Those red kettles, Gary, are they out?
They are out.
They are out.
They are.
You know, a lot of people hear that Silver Bell song and they exactly. don't realize.
Yeah, and I think I talked about this last year, that the carol Silver Bells is actually about the Salvation Army.
And the reason I bring that up is I didn't know that
yep.
until you told us.
Yep, look at the lyrics.
It's amazing.
Yep.
It's one of those things you kind of sing all the time, yep. and you don't realize you're singing about the Salvation Army and the Silver Bells that are out there ringing. Now, what inspired you to offer free Christmas movie matinees? Now, this is a triple feature. It's going to be in Sheridan County. You guys do this every year, don't you?
Yeah, this is our third year we're doing this. It's just started off as an idea that my advisory board put forth, my PR and development committee. How can we give back to the community that gives to us all year long and gives us so much support to help others in need? And we said, well, why not a Christmas triple feature on the Saturday right after Black Friday? And so we did that for the last 2 years, and we're doing it again this year.
You know, the parents might be looking forward to getting get out there Black Friday, save some money.
Well, they can drop the kids off and go shopping.
Come back. It'll be Saturday, though. It'll be Saturday, not Black Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
But they're downtown on the Christmas stroll, so it's a part of the atmosphere of the Christmas season.
Absolutely. The kids are always looking forward to the Saturday after Black Friday now.
Right. And so, yeah, so the idea is that, you know, Thanksgiving Day is on the Thursday, and then there's the big Christmas stroll in Sheridan here on the Friday. And then what about the Saturday? And so the next day is we're hoping will become a something that people put on their calendars every year that, hey, every year the Salvation Army is going to offer a free Christmas movie triple feature matinee. And this year, you want to know what we're going to...
I would love to hear. What are you going to show this year?
So this year, we're going to do the Nightmare Before Christmas at 10 o'clock.
Fantastic.
And then A Christmas Story, You'll Shoot Your Eye Out at 11:30. And then for the older folk, Christmas in Connecticut.
Oh, Christmas in Connecticut.
Yeah, so we kind of stumbled on that formula. We do a kids feature and then a feature in the middle that's kind of in any age. And then we should do one for the old classic.
Well, I think some of those classics, you know, I think about back when I had cable,
mm-hmm.
and I'd come across one of these classic old movies, and I'd stop, and I'd watch it. It's been years since I've been able to
right.
do that, and I think this is going to kind of inspire me to go back and
yes.
find an old classic.
Right, and the first year we did It's a Wonderful Life, and before the feature, I had bought a Blu-ray that had color and black and white. So I asked them, do you want to watch it in color? Or do you want to watch it in black and white? And they wholeheartedly black and white. They wanted the
really?
They wanted the old experience.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of throws that nostalgia in there.
Yeah.
And this year they get free popcorn.
Free popcorn.
Free popcorn on top of it.
Yeah.
Now, when does all of this begin, Gary?
So it's 10 o'clock is Nightmare Before Christmas. On Christmas Story is at 11:30. Christmas in Connecticut, 1:15. So you can stay for the entire triple feature if you want, or come in and out, whatever. It's all free.
Yeah. How important to you is it that this remains free through the years?
Oh, it's going to remain free because we have a lot of sponsors that make it possible.
Well, that's good to hear.
And I would love to shout out some of our sponsors if possible.
Go ahead, please.
So our Platinum Bell sponsor is the Genesis Foundation, and we're going to table that one because Bill's going to talk about the Genesis Foundation in just a second. Our Gold Bell sponsors are the Sheridan Rotary Foundation, FDL Architecture, Engineering, and Surveying, and Mr. and Mrs. Boyd Rader. Our Silver Bell sponsors are Mr. Bill McDonald, Lori Ross Prudential Financial, Mr. and Mrs. Pete and Maureen Olson, Impact Properties, Mr. and Mrs. Stewart and Helene McRae, Mr. and Mrs. David and Sherilyn Oaks, Mandy Kaltiska, Century 21 BHJ Realty, Mr. John Grody, Carlton Construction, Ace Builders, and Campco Credit Union. And then we have a Bronze Bell sponsors, the Bill Pruitt Family, PO and News, and Flagstaff Cafe, McGregor's Bar and Grill, and Sheridan Fly Rod and Company. And so with so many sponsors, it's we're able to cover our costs and provide this this event.
And I imagine it gets pretty full.
We're hoping to have 500 for the day, if not more.
Oh, wow.
Not 500 at one time, but 500
throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just so folks know, they can pop in, watch a movie, and pop out.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay for the whole thing. No. Now, Bill, who is the Genesis Foundation?
Well, the Genesis Foundation started in 1982 with a half of a house given from Mrs. Keyline and Gillette to Bob Ernst, who is his her relation, and she wanted it, the house, and I don't know what happened to the other half of the house, but it was about $17,000, and she wanted it to stay completely in Sheridan in some sort of form. And so Bob contacted Bill Riedel. He set up a foundation, and we started from there, and I became involved in it in about 1991 and was president up till a few years ago when Dr. Dave Schultz took over. So it's in good hands. We have our own little patron fund drive. And what is unique about the Genesis Foundation, our only benefactor is the Sheridan County Salvation Army.
Wow.
So it's unique to the Salvation Army world that we have a foundation that supports their causes. We try to make it a non-budgetary item. So Army still has to do their work and not just rely on us, and they don't. Gary gives us a list, and we try to match certain things like paving the thrift store parking lot, the building itself. We have helped with training people for the thrift store. We established the food bank building with in the core building, and it's stuff like that. And we've probably given back the money from the community to the Army in tune of maybe more than $1 million now, and we still have plenty to continue the program. So we've never had a person as good as Gary Dobney.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, shucks.
Yeah, he is. He knows what needs to be done, and the stuff that we do is for the future too. You know,
yeah.
You know, make it better. I love supporting people in need, and so feeding people is a real important part. And to do that, you have to have some sort of infrastructure to do that. And,
absolutely.
And that's kind of where the Army, or the Salvation Army, or the Genesis Foundation steps in. So we have a good relationship. Part of our board is on the advisory board at the Army. So we live together.
Yeah, that's a fantastic way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's all kind of in the same house.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, how wonderful when I came here and say, oh, by the way, you've got your own foundation. It's like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. So you know, it, like Bill said, we're not allowed to, and we don't use the foundation for things that fall within our regular budget. And we're still responsible to be good stewards of what we get and what we give. But when there's a special need outside, like, you know, buying a truck or building a ramp or paving a parking lot, the Genesis Foundation has been very generous to help us with those types of things.
And as Bill was saying, this is very unique to the area. What do other envoys think of this when you guys have your conventions and you talk?
Oh yeah,
about
I mean, the other officers, it's like I don't really say too much about it. But, but my my uh, my standing orders when I first got here from the divisional commander was make sure the Genesis Foundation likes you.
And that wasn't very hard.
That's fantastic. Now, when and where, one more time, can folks take advantage of this fantastic three-movie matinee, Gary?
Right, so it is on Saturday, November 29th, from 10 o'clock to 3, at the Weill Theater, downtown Sheridan. Nightmare Before Christmas at 10, Christmas Story at 11:30, Christmas in Connecticut at 1:15.
All of those are fantastic holiday lineups, yep, right there. I think A Christmas Story, my first wife, she is really, really attached to A Christmas Story.
Oh, there it's amazing. It's like, I mean, when I was a kid growing up in the suburbs of Detroit, we literally would go downtown to the Big Hudson's department store. We didn't have like the malls then at that point, and you'd actually have different floors, men's floor, women's floor, you know, sports, and then you'd have the toy floor, and you'd open up, and it would be ta-da.
Oh, yeah.
And the long lines for Santa Claus. And so to me, it's real nostalgia. At the beginning of that movie, you'll see the Salvation Army band, you know, so it's like I used to play in the Salvation Army band playing on the street corners. And this newer generation, they've seen this so many times. It plays like on four different channels, like all day Christmas Day. But have you seen it on the big screen?
Yeah. That's
the thing.
Fantastic.
That's the thing. Have you seen it on the big screen?
I've never seen it on the big screen. So this is
the whole group of people know the movie so well. There's going to be a lot of interaction between the audience and the
And I imagine there's going to be some callbacks on
there's
that one.
There's going to be some shout outs.
And what's really neat is somewhere in that crowd is a little kid who's never seen it before.
Yeah.
And they are going to watch that film on the big screen for the first time, and it's going to create a core memory, Gary.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're going to remember these films for the rest of their life, and I really, really like that idea. Now, I'm running out of time with you, so I want to get on to the Red Kettles that are out and about. People know them well. Mm-hmm. People have been giving them change for I don't know how long. My goodness. How long has the Red Kettle program been in operation, Gary?
Oh, forever. I don't have the actual stuff with me today, but I know that it started back in San Francisco, back in probably the late or early 1900s, somewhere. And they were going to try to fund a Christmas relief effort. And so they decided to put a kettle out in a very popular place in San Francisco. And they had a little sign that said, you know, keep the kettle boiling type of a thing. And eventually people would, you know, put that in there. And it worked so well that they brought it back the next year. And then eventually other Salvation Army said, hey, that's a pretty good idea. And so over time, it just has spread throughout the Salvation Army world. And it's very iconic.
And that's something I wanted you to really say. Keep that kettle boiling. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't know when it first began, it was a soup kettle.
Yep.
And that's what it's supposed to symbolize. Yep.
Soup kettle.
You are literally contributing to the soup kettle by walking up and doing that. You're feeding people over the holiday season. Yep. Now, I know there's a lot of folks who want to stand out there, believe it or not, in that cold, in that blowing snow, and ring that bell.
Been there, done that.
I imagine you probably have. And, I mean, it's quite a shift.
Yeah.
But it's fun. And it's so meaningful, especially when you interact with the people. It's really easy to sign up, too. Especially in this day and age, all you need to do is go to www.registertoring.com. Just remember, register to ring. Registertoring.com, and you can sign up, grab any day, grab any shift, sign up, and I'll show up with a kettle and a bell and an apron for you.
How many different locations?
Well, we have 11 different locations in town. Not all of them are used every day, but we have 11 different locations in town.
Now, how say I've got a store, and I'm like, you know what? I would love a Red Kettle out front. Do they contact you?
Yeah, but they could. I mean, there's certain, I think I've got the 11 highest traffic areas already.
Oh, you've already done your homework.
But
you
I do have a little counter kettles that I would be happy to drop off and let them have on their counter.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So it's not just the big ones. You've got little ones as well.
Yeah, you could put a little counter kettle on your counter and encourage people to donate.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I don't really take change home. Whenever I purchase something, whether it be that penny jar or you know, dog and cat shelters got the little houses, things like that, that's where I put my change.
Yep. And I've also put on each of the kettle stands a couple of QR codes, one for online donations and one for volunteering to ring. So if you don't have any change, I don't carry change. I don't carry cash. And so if I wanted to donate, I would just pull out my phone and scan the QR code and make a couple easy steps to make a donation to our virtual kettle.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Which is at SheridanRedKettle.org.
Do you have basically kind of like an army of folks out there?
An army. It takes an army to run an army. And yeah. We need an army of volunteers.
Right? More volunteers.
Yeah. If I was a recruiting poster, I'd be the old guy with the beard saying, I need you.
That's fantastic. Well, jump on there, folks. Gary could always use extra hands and ringing that bell and trying to get some funds to help feed people this holiday season is literally the spirit of the season.
Do we have time to tell how many people we helped, or are we running out of time?
We're running out of time. Go ahead and give me a number.
Okay. So 11,020 households receive food from our food pantry, which is valued at $883,000. And 243 individuals have been provided direct financial assistance this last year. That's $175,000 that we've given out to help people with things like rent, utilities, gasoline, clothing vouchers, that kind of stuff.
That's fantastic. If people needed help.
And we can't do it if we don't have the money.
If people needed help, what do they need to do?
Just come to us. They can actually go to, once again, in this day and age, all they need to do is go to sahelp.me.
Okay.
Sahelp.me. And we can help them with their rent or their utility bill. If they need food, just come to our food pantry on Wednesday or Friday.
That's fantastic.
The unique thing about the Army is they're helping people that most of us aren't aware of.
Yeah.
They're the people on the fringes hanging by their fingernails. And that's where all this help comes from. And it's just an uplifting experience to stand out there and ring and see a little kid come up with these piggy bank and put it in a penny at a time, rub the nickels, and hope this buys a toy for the boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just... You know, a lot of people avoid you too, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's the ones who come up and put the change in.
Yeah,
and tug at their heartstrings.
That funds all this money that Gary just read.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules and
coming
in here.
Well,
thank you so much for having us, Floyd.
All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Kurt Smith here for the Sheridan Commercial Company. Just in time for Christmas, we have received pallets of merchandise at liquidator pricing and are passing the savings on to you. You will save more than you spend with savings up to 88% off from power tools and accessories, Christmas decorations, gadgets, pet beds, stocking stuffers, and items that you didn't even know you needed. And it's all priced to sell. The Sheridan Commercial Company Holiday Bargain Sale starts this Friday. Shop local and save big at the Sheridan Commercial Company.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM KROE.